Building Bridges, your community and labor report, brings you a news feature. Community and labor groups came together on the steps of City Hall recently to demand that the Bloomberg administration stop the firing of 3,500 employees who had transitioned from welfare to work. The Bloomberg administration plans to fire the Parks Opportunity Program workers and move them into even lower paying jobs without benefits through TempForce, a temporary agency that will receive a $75 million federally funded contract with the city. The deal was initiated in the last days of the Giuliani administration by then Human Resources Administration Commissioner Jason Turner.
Under the plan, the workers who have been earning $9.83 an hour with benefits as city workers would be paid $7.95 without benefits through TempForce. The workers would be fired by the city, expelled from their union, and moved into the lower-paying temp jobs without benefits. The rally was organized by a Community Voices Heard with Local 983 of District Council 37. In addition to stopping the firings, the workers demanded the continuation of the placement of an additional 10,000 welfare-to-work participants to the federally funded program in city titles, and public hearings to investigate the temp agency contract. And now to the rally.
POP, or the Parks Opportunity Program, members and their union representatives from DC 37 and Local 983, and supporting city council members and other supportive organizations. We are here today to voice our opposition to the Human Resource Administration's decision to fire 3,500 Parks Opportunity employees or workers who are employed as seasonal aides in the Department of Parks and Recreation. Before we start, I would like to thank Council Bill Perkins for getting us to the City's Hall steps. We're going to start with Jackie Parsons. She is a POP worker, and she will tell you why we are here. Jackie?
Hello, my name is Jackie Parsons. I am a member of the Community Voice Heard. I am a City Seasonal Aide worker for District 13, which is Central Park West. Community Voice Heard, DC 37 National Employment Law, Project Community Service Society, and Parks Local 983 are here today because we want to tell Mayor Bloomberg, HRA Commissioner Reverend Eggleston, and New York City Council to stop the firing of 3,500 city employees and placing them into the temp agency contract that will pay us less money for the same work that we are currently doing. We are kicking off a campaign to save our jobs and make sure that the mayor and the city keeps the commitment to hiring the 10,000 other welfare recipients into living wage and public sector jobs. Last August 29, 2001, the city hired me as a worker in the Parks Department and told us we would get paid $9.38 an hour. Now we are here and we will be getting paid $7.95 an hour. This is $1.43 an hour pay cut. This is not right because we will not bring home enough money to pay our rent, our food bills, school supplies for our children, clothes and other needs for families. I am angry because this is the first time I had a job in my life. Everything else was volunteer. I was in the WEP program for 4 years, working in clerical assistant twice, cleaning the New York City Housing Authority buildings, and providing food service in the state building. I finally get a good paying job for after working for the free 4 years and 4 months in this program. They want to cut my pay and determine the first paid job that I actually got. Is that fair?
No. Thank you.
No. I like my job. I get along with my co-workers, and I am learning a lot. How to use a hand blower and other tools. How to plant flower bulbs and other skills to make the parks beautiful and nice for the community. My 5-year limit on welfare is up. and now I got a job, and I am able to support my family. I am a single mother of five, and I am taking care of all my children. Thanks to this job, I see what it's like to work, and I can share with my children how good I feel to be working and how much I enjoy working. I enjoy working now because I'm getting paid now, but as a wet worker, I work. I just didn't get paid. That's why it's important to make sure we increase the numbers of jobs to hire all the people in the WEP program. If I could talk to Mayor Bloomberg right now about this issue, I would like to say, how would you feel if you were supporting a family for the first time in your life, feeling good about yourself and your job, and then somebody told you was going to lose your job and get a pay cut? Mayor Bloomberg, I want to continue getting the pay I was promised, and I want to be able to finish the 11th month program I was given and to continue working for the city, helping my community. Mayor Bloomberg, don't cuss the POP program and keeps the city commitment to hiring the rest of the 10,000 people reaching their time limit in the job slot with city agency. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job.
Councilmember Bill Perkins.
Let me say, first of all, to Community Voices Heard, congratulations on your leadership. You know, in this time of fiscal crisis, it's very important that we keep people working, not returning them to welfare. It's very important that those programs that are relieving the city's budget, such as the Parks Opportunity Program, training people and inspiring people to provide services for our city, be continued and not undermined. It's very important that as we move forward, we do not move forward in such a way that those who are the least amongst us are the ones who get hurt the most amongst us. So I want to make sure that as a member of the council, as a member of this new council, that it's clear that we are very concerned that these types of workers, that these types of citizens who are providing us a service to our city, who are relieving themselves of the burden of welfare, who are taking on responsibility, be supported, and that their job opportunities be not only continued but expanded, because workers are good for fiscal crises. When people have a job, that means they're spending money, that means they're taking care of their families, that means they're paying rent, that means that they are inspiring others to do so as well. So we're very much concerned that this program be expanded, that these work be taken care of. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now we're going to hear from Mark Rosenthal, the union president of Local 983.
Thank you very much. What do we want? Jobs! When do we want them?
Now!
What do we want?
Jobs!
When do we want them? Now! I couldn't have said it any better than the two workers that just spoke to the press and spoke to Bloomberg and the politicians. This is not only a union issue, this is a social justice issue. It is wrong to promise them $9.38, and then put a middleman in between, because it's either take the job or be put in the street with their children. So they're being exploited and profiteering off of these people's misery. You have 40,000 people coming off of the welfare rolls. What they should be doing is advocating for them. And the union advocates a moratorium in New York City and New York State for welfare recipients, because there are no public jobs and no private jobs because of 9/11. They should be thinking about what we're gonna do when people come up to their limits and they said, well, look, we don't have anything for you. Are they gonna be put back into the wealthier hotels with your children? Are they gonna be put part of the homeless population? What I'm telling you, the program works. The union's been working very closely. The union intends, if Bloomberg enacts this program, keeps it going, we're gonna get a high school, we're gonna train them for GEDs, we're gonna get them what other skills that are necessary to acclimate into the public sector, the private sector. Give them a chance. That's what I say to Bloomberg. Give this thing a chance. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep our jobs. Keep our jobs. Keep our jobs. Keep our jobs. Keep our jobs.
Keep our jobs. Keep our jobs. Keep our jobs.
This has been a Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report special report, filed by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.